President Obama says U.S. citizens are free to complain about what opponents call a Big Brother-style surveillance program, but that it's necessary to ward off terrorist attacks. Do encroachments on privacy become acceptable if, according to Obama, they're modest? Is PRISM only the next in a chain of secret U.S. spying programs that activists say are pushing the country ever closer to a police state? This is The Debate.
Is the U.S. becoming a police state? This is a question that's being asked more and more these days. It follows the revelation of a secret court order which was issued in April. The order required U.S. telecom providers to give daily telephone records of millions of Americans both inside and outside the U.S. to the National Security Agency, or NSA. This scandal was soon followed by other reports showing the NSA and FBI were tapping into the servers of internet giants such as Google and Facebook. Under a program codenamed PRISM, the spy agencies were found to be collecting audio, video, emails, and other documents of American users, building a database involving trillions of communications.
The storage capability of these systems increases every year, consistently by orders of magnitude, to where it's getting to the point you don't have to have done anything wrong. You simply have to eventually fall under suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call, and then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made, every friend you've ever discussed something with, and attack you on that basis to sort of derive suspicion from an innocent life and paint anyone in the context of a wrongdoer.
PRISM was initially established under former U.S. President George W. Bush in 2007. The program, however, has grown exponentially during Barack Obama's administration, just as other similar programs have. The National Defense Authorization Act is just one example of another controversial bill which Obama has signed into law. It allows American citizens to be arrested indefinitely without charge or trial for mere suspicions of ties to terrorism. But is the Obama administration going too far? Edward Snowden, the ex-CIA employee who leaked the spy program, seems to think so. Snowden says he thinks his country is building an unaccountable and secret espionage machine that's spying on every American.
The greatest fear that I have regarding the outcome for America of these disclosures is that nothing will change.
You're watching The Debate. Let me introduce our guests for you. With us live from New York is New York-based reporter Maxine Dover. I'd also like to welcome our guest in Washington with the Washington Black Autonomy Network Community Organization, Dr. Randy Short. Thank you very much for being on this edition of The Debate, both of our guests. I'll start with our guest in New York, Ms. Dover. Now, confidential documents show the NSA has been collecting data from millions of Americans via major phone and internet companies, as our report mentioned there. Now, the tech specialist and undercover CIA employee who was the source of the disclosure said he leaked the information over a systematic surveillance of innocent civilians. Is this what's happened? Is it how you'd describe it? And is it acceptable legally?
Good evening, first of all. Is it what's happening? It seems to be what we are being told is happening. There have been additions to the kind of surveillance that was formerly in place. That seems to be what this leak indicates. Is it acceptable? I would like to think that our conversations can remain private if they are not conversations that impose upon the security of the country or are not illegal in dealing with illegal substances or illegal activities. Those conversations should remain private.
So do you think that this secret program in itself, it's still not certain if it's legal or illegal, or it should be made certain if it is or not?
There are measures that should be implied and in place. The judicial system does have measures to limit the ability of the NSA, National Security Agency, to spy upon citizens, and those limits should be actively in place.
Well, let's bring in Dr. Randy Short on this as well. Mr. Short, President Obama has been strongly defending this program. He said it's a necessary tool to ward off terrorist attacks. What do you think about that statement?
When our government funds terrorists like the ones that are killing whole villages of Christians in Syria, when they fund terrorists who are in Libya, and we're in Mali and have now moved back to Libya, it's very interesting that we have billions of dollars for, or hundreds of millions of dollars, for Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups. And they're worried about a conversation that you and I may have over the telephone if I call family on vacation. It's absurd. Obama should be impeached. If the articles of impeachment were introduced, we could stop this slouch towards fascism. They're hiding behind his skin color. He's just as bad, if not worse, than Nixon. He's worse than Bush. He lied to the American people that voted for him. I thank God I wasn't one of them twice.
Mr. Ver, do you think that this secret spying program does have anything to do with the war on terror as Washington describes it?
Well, that's the description that's being given. I have to agree with my colleague in Washington. This is not the way that Americans should be treated. This is not the business of the government to know the individual conversations of innocent Americans. If it is shown that the terror and the stopping of terror is the cause of a certain conversation being noted, then I'm all for it. But on the other hand, I would not like to, as I stated earlier, I'd like not like to think that every conversation of every similar nature is every innocent nature, rather, is being recorded. I would relate a story that this is unfortunately not a new thing. This is not news. We have been subject to surveillance in many forms, until recently, mostly telephone, that kept a watch on too many parts that had nothing to do with terrorism.
Yes.
And that should be stopped. There is no question that that should be stopped. The Democratic members of Congress, the Republican members of Congress, should stand up to the fact that there is legislation in place that should limit these powers, and that legislation should be used.
Yes, now before I come to the issue of how lawmakers have been speaking about this, back to Dr. Short on this. Now, Dr. Short, the government has been claiming that the monitoring is legal because it only relies on call record information known as metadata without looking at the content of phone conversations and email messages. We've been hearing that from Obama and other officials. What about that?
Well, Section 702 says that they're not supposed to deliberately target American citizens or people in the U.S. But, you know, whenever they grab more power, they abuse it. Who's going to monitor them? Which lawyer wants to risk being disbarred or losing their livelihood to represent people they should find out they lied? We had this whole issue before with Senator Frank Church's commission that showed the FBI and the IRS and all these government agencies were going after all kinds of people. And I want to emphasize, as an African American, our people are in a police state. We're overly incarcerated, we're spied on, we're harassed. When I think about my friend Kenneth Wayne Ford Jr., a former NSA employee who wrote a report that stated that Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction. His life was destroyed. He was framed and he was spied on. He was targeted. I worry about my friend Dr. John Johnson, whose daughter Lavina Johnson was raped and executed by either a contractor or an American officer And he's been told, trying to find out why his daughter was raped, murdered, and chopped up is a matter of national security. So when he makes calls to find out in Iraq, is he being spied on? Do you understand? People who are trying to fight against injustice easily become persons who are targeted. And who's going to speak for them? Who's going to speak up for groups like CARE that are looking out for Muslims who are the targets of Islamophobia? They always will use these seemingly innocent laws to expand the power and then brutalize hated groups like blacks, Muslims, Puerto Ricans, Native Americans, and other people who are criticizing this very unfair society where 1% has so much money. They should be using this this ability to watch people to figure out why rich people are allowed to have $11 trillion offshore that they don't pay taxes on. Or why can't they find out how $1 trillion worth of heroin gets shipped via airplanes from Afghanistan since America's been there? They're not using it for real law enforcement or fighting terror. I'm convinced that it will be used against ordinary people who might be critical or questioning how the society is. And frankly, Al-Qaeda was created. If you look at Senator McCain with al-Nusra in Syria, what is an American senator doing hanging with people who butcher and cut the throats of Christians and babies? I mean, shouldn't we be watching these people? And we shouldn't be funding it. So I don't get it. Yeah. How can they fund these terrible people and then take our rights away as a justification or spy on us? They know what they're doing. They can follow the money.
What you're saying here is something that's been also raised by our viewers. Now, we have put a post on our Facebook page about this, and some of you have been posting your comments for us. I'd just like to tell our producer to put up comment number 2, which refers to what was just said there by Dr. Randy Short. We'll take a look at that comment, and I'll be back.
The US government is paranoid. It doesn't fear foreign terrorists. It fears uprisings like Egypt's, Tunisia's, and Syria's.
Now, that comment and comments similar to that have been posted on our Facebook page today. I'll put this issue up to our guest in New York, Ms. Dovera. Do you think this is about the United States being afraid of what could be called its inside enemies, as Dr. Short was telling us there, about its own people and those parts of the community that are protesting against the government?
Well, I think Dr. Schwartz needs to stay on the target. I don't know that targeting the rich, which deserves to be done perhaps, but not in this conversation. I think the need needs to be focused on where this information is being sought and where information found is being applied and used. If the information is limited to that which prevents terror, which is information that may include, in fact, drug transfers, that may include criminal activity that funds terrorist activities, then there could be found a case to say the government has a right to seek such information. If it is information that is simply about ordinary citizens who may have a conversation of critical nature simply in the course of political discourse, then that's not what should be being monitored. That is not the American way.
So the question would be, again, as you say there, how can this be determined? I mean, what kind of measures or bodies should we have here who would determine who should be monitored, who shouldn't be monitored? Should there be some kind of oversight? I mean, why was this even kept secret? Why have some lawmakers come out and said we didn't know anything about it?
Well, I think if the lawmakers are saying they didn't know anything about it, then they've not been paying attention. There have been acts, there have been laws enacted in Congress since 1977 which have sought to watch, limit, and control some of the gathering of information. Senator Kennedy was one of the promoters of such an act to limit the availability of loose information. Other lawmakers have or should have known as they voted on acts, whether pro or con, what these laws and legislative limits were. So for a legislator to say he or she didn't know is rather lackadaisical of that legislator.
Well, Dr. Short, we are hearing the White House and Congress, according to some, blaming each other for the amount of responsibility that they have for this program. And as I said there, some lawmakers saying they didn't know about this. Who do you think should be blamed for this, and why do you think it was kept a secret?
Many times the legislation that's put before people in Congress are huge bills that they don't even really get a lot of time to read through or to even completely understand what they're signing. This has happened. That happened with the bailout, the first bailout bill. There was this huge document. People didn't even have the time to really read all of what they were signing. This is something that Obama promised that he wouldn't do, that Bush did, and Obama has done it as well. Number two, perhaps these persons in Congress don't want to face angry constituents, but in reality, we've been moving towards this, and I agree with the colleague in New York. This has been going on for a while, but the real question is, why isn't there a push for some sort of oversight? And if you ask me, I don't think that they really want to take the heat, because they're, you know, some people say there's a secret government here. There's a government that you vote for, which is on the surface, and it's actually the power elite, the 400 richest families that control this country, which is why I made a suggestion that if people were listening to the conversations of the people that have $11 trillion offshore, they would never stand for any infringement on what they do. And what Wall Street has done, defrauding people with the loans and the derivatives, that to me is as terroristic as someone bombing a building. In fact, if those people were watched, if they even thought that they'd be accountable, this would be a very different society.
Well, let me just bring in a quote here about how this program has been administered from the Bush era until the Obama era. This question to Ms. Dover, the former director of NSA, Michael Hayden, he's been quoted as saying that, I'm quoting here him, the NSA is actually empowered to do more things than I was empowered to do under President Bush's special authorization. And that says a lot about Obama expanding the program. So the question is, does the current security situation warrant that expanded security measures that need to be taken?
Well, certainly there would be those, whether right or left, who would say yes, it does. Looking at the threats to American positions worldwide, whether in Afghanistan or the unrest in the Middle East, as a threat to America's interest. I am sure that that one could find on either side of every political spectrum, on every side of every political spectrum, people who would say, yes, there are greater threats, and thus greater measures need to be taken. The question remains of how to protect and keep safe the Americans who are not involved in such activities. But, you know, I think the simplest example is, what if someone has a political conversation and a key word is picked up in that conversation, and that key word is traced to XYZ call? What does the government do with that information, and where does it go from there?
Dr. Andy Short, do you think that the current situation, security situation under President Obama, is more severe, needs more expanded security measures?
No. If you look at all of the so-called terrorist threats within the United States, they've always been linked to our intelligence agencies, the FBI framing Muslims or minorities to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do. And in terms of our threats abroad, President Obama had a lot of goodwill. Because he happened to be black, people thought they were going to get a more understanding American government, and he's blacked everybody's eye, which is why I don't like him. He doesn't have it worse, but he's killed more people with assassination or genocide drones. You have more people in Africa. You have more fighting everywhere. He's worse than Bush. I mean, the real answer isn't more surveillance of American people. We need to get rid of this administration. He needs, if articles of impeachment were put in, where they put some pressure, some American politicians realize their careers would be destroyed for doing this to our civil liberties, a lot of the madness would stop, just like it stopped when we got rid of Nixon, who Obama happens to look like a brown Nixon, if you ask me.
Mr. Vett, do you think...
And he lies better than Nixon.
Yeah, this question to our guest in New York. Mr. Vett, do you think that the Obama administration has been a lot more aggressive than the previous administrations, rather than saying that it needs to defend itself more, the fact being it's been aggressive more, and that's why the situation has turned as it is?
Well, one needs to define aggression. One needs to define why or understand why acts are being taken, and then understand what the limits possibly could be. Perhaps we've come to a mature society when we're just looking at who happens to be in the White House and the acts that that person happens to be doing, and forget to look at the facial characteristics. I think that's rather a good point for America to be in. Whether it's a good situation is yet another question. Is the threat to America greater now than 20 years ago? If it's perceived by those in power, then it will be acted as though it were a greater threat.
You see, Mr. Vett, when September 11 took place, we had the Bush administration hastily putting out the Patriot Act and saying that these surveillance, extended surveillance programs are needed. I mean, could you make a comparison with that situation, September 11, and what happened, and the Bush administration saying we need to now invade Afghanistan, we need to increase security? Is it the same now?
Well, I think the fact that we are in Afghanistan, that we were in Iraq, that the American presence is much wider abroad is the direct result of September 11th. When we find that we are told that there were 11 or 9 or 10 terrorist attacks that were stopped, then we will be put under a kind of threat when Boston is attacked during the marathon. And it seems that information about the two assumed perpetrators was available and was not acted on. One has to wonder what is being done with this information. Gathering information is an initial step. Gathering information about real threats is a finer point of that initial step. But the question becomes, what is being done with it?
We are short of time. I'd just like to give time to Dr. Short to make his concluding remarks as well before we leave. Dr. Short, do you think that the Patriot Act and the other laws that have been approved very hastily and that it's time to review them? Or do you think that revision is out of the question now because they were planned to be like this from a long time ago?
I think that we need a truth commission to find out all of what's going on from Vietnam to now, whether it's the Gulf of Tonkin up to 9/11, we need to truly know all the government secrets for the public. We pay for it, we should know. I think the acts were passed too hastily. And further, what I see is a series of false flag operations, like Operation Gladio was done in Europe, where elitists want to take more power and repress people. So yes, they allow these things to happen if there is a real terrorist threat. And in other instances, they want something to happen and cause it to, so they can steal our liberties away. And Obama should be impeached.
Thank you very much. In Washington, Dr. Randy Short with the Washington Black Autonomy Network Community Organization. A big thank you to our guest in New York as well, Ms. Maxine Dover, with a New York-based reporter with us there live. Thank you very much for being with us on another edition of The Debate. From me, Homa Lesgi, until our next program, it's goodbye.